Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ches Amud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle still of Simen Kuf Chav Ches, the halachas of Duchening, and we're beginning with Seif Lamed Zayin at the very top line. Today is Yud Nisan. I know you're going to hear this at a later point in time, but I'm dictating it today, which is the day of my father's Yartzeit, Yosef Nisa ben Yecheskel. This Shir should be an aliyah for his neshama. This entire program is an aliyah for his neshama, hopefully. Seif Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Mumur lo yisos kapav, a person who is a heretic, a person who is an apostate, he goes against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has asked us to do, is not permitted to duchen. So a Kohen, who is a mumur, is not permitted to go in duchen. However, the Mechaber brings down, v'yei shomrim, there is an opinion, he brings this down in the name of Rashi, and the Reino Gerushim from the Gemara, that says, she'im also tshuva, that if this heretic, this mumur, does tshuva, he is permitted to be nosei kapav, he can go up in duchen. We discussed this in yesterday's shir, we certainly don't want to be blocking somebody from doing tshuva, and this opinion would hold that if we were to say you can't ever do tshuva for this, he's going to say, okay, so I'll continue in my bad ways, Rachmana Litzlan. So therefore, this opinion says that if he does tshuva, even though he was a mumar, we allow him to go and duchen again, and the Ramah puts in over here, v'chein ikor, this is the psak of the Ramah, like he paskin yesterday. The Mechaber continues and he says if the person was forced into doing something, for example, he was pressured into doing an Aveira or to say that he would do an Aveira, we'll see exactly what this means in the Mishneh Berurah, then L'divrei HaKol Nosei Kapav, since, as we'll see, he didn't actually do the Maisa, he just said he would, so then, in this situation, everybody agrees that the person would be allowed to go still and duchen. So we'll now look in the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Dalet. The Mishneh Berurah writes, he adds on the word that this mumer that we're talking about is a mumer lavodas gilulim. It's talking about a person who's a heretic and is an apostate, specifically for the iser of avodas kochavim, to go and do idol worship. And he says, on this iser, whether he did this bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether this is intentionally or unintentionally, v'afilu osa tshuva, and then this is what Mechab was talking about, even if he did tshuva, you're not allowed to go let this guy duchen, because we learned this out, the alfinam me'avodah shu posula. We learned this out from the Beis HaMikdash, where a Kohen who worshipped the Vodazar intentionally or unintentionally, so he is posul to go and do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. T'chsiv, as the posuk says, the Kohanim who did Avoda, they did the service of Korbanos on the Bamos, on the altars that were outside Shiloh or outside the Beis HaMikdash in days when it was prohibited or forever prohibited once the Beis HaMikdash was built to go and sacrifice outside the Beis HaMikdash, and they did this, they can never go back to work inside the Beis HaMikdash by the Mizbach Hashem B'Yushalayim. So therefore, these Kohanim are forbidden to do the Avodah, so too the Kohanim are forbidden to do the Duchening if they ever worshipped Avodah Zor, if they're a Mumur le'Avodah Zor, even B'shogi, even who's accidentally. However, if a person said, I will go and do some Avodah Zorah, and he never actually did it, and he returned from that statement, lo nifsal l'kuli alma, then everybody agrees that this person is not considered a Mumar for this halacha of not being allowed to Duchen. Now, Dirshah footnote 139 brings down the explanation. He brings down from the Radvaz, which is the marker for this din that the Magen Avraham brought down over here, that the Mishneh Berurah quoted, that this Kohen is allowed to go back and do the Avodah if he just said he would go to do Avodah Zorah, but he didn't actually do the Avodah Zorah. Shebedibur bilvad, just by saying, okay, I will go worship that Avodah Zorah, enu nechshav ka'ovid Avodah Zorah. That's not called actually working the Avodah Zorah, serving, seeing the Avodah Zorah. Achshi asamais, until he actually does some action. Oh, or if you were to say, Shiomar Eliyata, that this is my God over here. That Dibur, in this situation, is Nechshev Kamaisa. But if a person says, okay, I'll meet you tomorrow, and we'll worship that Avodah Zarah then, so this person, if he does tshuva, is not possible forever to be a Kohen going up to the Duchen. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he writes, Kosvu Achronim, and this is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham, the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, and the Magen Giborim, Dafilum Hemir Ladas Yishmaelim, even if a person goes, and he becomes an apostate to worship Islam, She'enen Ovdim Avodas Gilulim, Islam also believes in just one God, they believe also in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, albeit a very incorrect and halachically absolutely unsanctioned form of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, they don't believe in multiple gods, they don't believe in Avodah Zorah in the truest sense, so therefore, you might have thought that if a person goes and becomes Rachmana Litzlan, an apostate for Islam, She'enon Avodim Avodas Kogululim, because that's not considered real true Avodah Zorah, pagan idol worship. Nevertheless, for a Jewish person to do this is absolutely forbidden. He is called a mumar, and he would never be allowed to duchen again, whether he did this intentionally or he did this b'shogeg. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah now adds another din. Not only did this apostate heresy mumer din apply to Avodah Zarah, he says, v'chein im hu mumer l'chalul Shabbos b'fahesya, the person is a mumer for chilul Shabbos in public, also, harehu k'oved gilulim, he is halachically considered over here like an oved gilulim, and he would not be permitted, v'lo yisur kapav, to go in duchen again. Dirshu footnotes number 140 through 142 discuss several additional aspects over here. 140 says, that davka shirogil l'chalul Shabbos, we're talking about a person who regularly desecrates the Shabbos. But if a person were to intentionally be mechal Shabbos one time, so then that would be a machlokas in the poskim, would this pasul him for duchening again? 141, Dirshu footnote states, Le'inyan, how many people do you need to have to be regarded as befarhesya, a public desecration? So the general rule of thumb is that you need 10 Yisraelim, 10 Jewish people that are present over there, or even if it's less than 10 Jewish people, that this will eventually lead to many more people knowing about it, this would be called Bifar Hesya. And the issue footnote 142 brings down from Rashi and Chulin, Shekeshem Sha'ovid Avodas Kochavim Kofir Bakodesh Baruch Hu, just like a person who serves Avodah Zarah, who worships Avodah Zarah, is essentially denying HaKodesh Baruch Hu Rachmona Litzlan, so too somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, it's as if they're denying HaKodesh Baruch Hu's omnipotence, and they're denying that HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore that's why these two are lumped together in the same category of being heretics that can't go up in Duchen if they did these terrible averus. And based upon this, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe writes, "Hamachal Shabbos shelo mitoch kfira belokei Yisrael." If somebody today is Machal Shabbos, like many Jews in America, they're not kofrim, they're not heretics. They just don't understand the Nebuch. They were never taught about Shabbos, and they were never taught about Hakadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, or that they're doing it because it's so difficult to make a parnasa nowadays, and they feel that if they only could work on Shabbos, they'll be able to make a parnasa. Not realizing, of course, the fallacy of that statement. So even though they're Mechalel Shabbos before Hesya, his store is wide open in public on Shabbos, that's not necessarily, if that person is a Kohen and he realizes ultimately that he's making a mistake and he does tshuva, he would be allowed to go duchen again, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he adds, Mikol Makom Roya Yoser Shelo Yanich Lisub Kapayim. He says, it's still better maybe not to let this person go and duchen in order to prevent him from doing this terrible sin in the first place. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. She writes, Shem Yesh Asora Bil Odeh Mechal Shabbos. If you have 10 people there in the minyan besides the person who's Mechal Shabbos, so you really have Tfilah B'tzibur besides that person, Efshur Laharshos Lakoin Zelalos, then you may be able to go and let such a coin go up in Duchen. Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Mechal Shabbos V'Hesya, Mikivin Shiesh Aposkim, Shiesh Hayom Dino Kitinok Shinishba, Ein Lemono Milalos L'duchen. Rav Yashiv has another point. He says, nowadays, most of the people that are desecrating the Shabbos don't really realize that they're doing it. They're like a child that's in captivity from his early youth and doesn't realize the transgression, doesn't realize the severity of what he's doing. And therefore, he would also suggest that in such a situation where the guy is not a real mummer, he's not a tzelahachasnik, so then in that situation, you can let him go up to Duchen. Another Svar Lahakil is brought down by the Shelis of Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer of Waldenburg Zatzal. And he brings us down the name of the Goyin, the Aderes, and also as well, Chaim Ozer Zatzal. Shepa'amim ayidei shenimna mekohanim elu lalos l'duchen. If you don't allow such a coin to go up to duchen, so you know what's going to happen. The person's going to be living in the community. Everybody sees that he doesn't go up to duchen. And then this guy, a few years later, wants to marry a gerusha, a divorced woman, who a coin's not allowed to marry. Nobody's going to protest. Nobody's going to think that he's a coin. So therefore, this could lead to a real problem in terms of who he's allowed to marry. So therefore, he would suggest that it's better to let this person go up in duchen, and this way we'll establish for certain that he is a kohen, and the people that he's allowed to marry will be the ones that he marries, and those that are also for him to marry, he won't marry. Then the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Kuf Lamed Hei brings down the opinion, the second opinion from the Mechaber, which is agreed to by the Ramah, that if the person who's a heretic, is a mummer, does tshuva, we do allow him to duchen. So he brings down, Hainu afilu avat avodas gilulim b'mezid, and this is going so far as even if he intentionally worshipped Avodah Zarah, not from some accident or some mistake, but he was really a mummer, and now he did tshuva, so then this opinion says even in this situation, we allow him to go up in duchen. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Vav writes that if the person was forced into doing this Aveira, then L'divrei HaKol Nosei Kapa, then he is allowed to duchen. What do we mean over here? So he brings down after the Rambam Shu Bal Deah Rishona, that the Rambam, who was the source of the first opinion, says you can never let this person go back and duchen if he did it b'mezid or b'shogeg. So even the Rambam writes, cause of the behead, yadath him over ba'onis, lo yisu kapav. If he was forced, somebody put a gun to his head. Even here the Rambam says that he's not allowed to go in duchen. Nevertheless, in our situation, even the Rambam would agree, he's included in the kuliyam lo pligi over here, that he would be allowed to duchen. Why? Because hocha mayri, we're talking over here, where we say that everybody says you can go in duchen, below avodu adayin. He was forced into doing it. He says, okay, you forced me to, you're twisting my arm, I'll go tomorrow and worship. But he never actually worshipped. Rak shehim yirdoso. He said he would. Dainu shahode lavodus gilul and the kiblu beloka. He said, okay, I accept this God and I will go and worship. But he hasn't actually done any maisa. V'yavtigan bezeh hu kovi kochovim. So if he were to do this intentionally, he would be chayiv misa. Nevertheless, mikol mokum inyan onus, if he's forced into doing this, for example, like the Maranos, like the people that were anusim, mikilin nesis kapayim, we do let them go back in duchen, kiven the al koponim loas of misa. They didn't do any actual observance, they just said that they would, and therefore, since they were forced into this, even the Rambam, who says normally that if a person is forced, he is not allowed to, that's only if he was forced and did the Maisa. But if he didn't do the Maisa, just said he would, or just said he would take upon himself the worship of this Avodah Zarah, that still has an opportunity here to go let him go back in Duchen. Sif Lamed Ches, the Mechaber writes, Shasa Revius Yayin. Now we go into the discussion if a person drank any wine or he allowed to duchen. So the Mechaber writes, Shasa Revius Yayin Bevasachas, if he drank a Revius wine. Revius is somewhere between 2.8 and 5.1 ounces of wine. And if he drank this all in one sip, in one Bevasachas, one sitting, Lo Yisos Kappa, then he's not allowed to go and duchen. Because he is considered a person who's shosu yayin. And we know from Parsha Shmini, where it talks about Nodav and Aviyu, one of the potential isurim that they did was that they did the avoda after they drank a revius of wine. So this is the issue that the Mechaber is talking about. If they drank this wine, bevasachas, then they're not allowed to duchen. However, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Shason b'shtei pamim, if they drank it in two separate drinks, in other words, two separate gulps they took, or they diluted it with some water, then mutter, they still would be permitted, assuming, of course, that they're not drunk from this, as we'll discuss, but assuming they just drank over here in two sips this revius of wine, or that it was diluted with water, so it wasn't a pure revius of wine, then they would be permitted to duchen. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Zayin writes, this revius yayin bevasachas, because the birchas kohanim medaminon leavoda, the duchening is of course similar to the avoda, and we know ube avoda bemikdosh, if you did the avoda in the base of mikdosh b'chi ha'igadna, where you were in such a state where you were drunk a revius of wine, you would be chayiv, a person would be chayiv misa, it would not be allowed. That's again the mice with mother and aviyu, so too over here. Dirshu footnote 143 brings down. Even though for other dinim over here, if you don't drink the revius wine in one sip, but you drink it in two sips, you fulfilled or you are over whatever that discussion was about. So the Mizrahi brings down over here, Shekana din shona. By this duchening, the din is different. Because here, the prohibition against the kohen going up to duchen is specifically related to the potential for him to be drunk, as is the opinion brought down in the Gemara increases by Rabbi Eliezer. Shadorish is a pasuk, Yayim v'sheicher al-teish, the pasuk from Shmini that was given over to Aaron HaKohen after the loss of his two sons, Nodav and Aviyu. So it says over there, Sha'asu lishtos yayin kiderach shichrus, that a person is prohibited from drinking wine in a way that could lead to drunkenness. V'im hivsik b'shisiyasu, if he stops in between the drinking and has a sip and then another sip, or Shinosan bo mat ma'ayim, he puts in a little bit of water, then this is not called derach shichrus. And technically over here would be potter, as opposed to in other situations where there's some sort of a chiyav or some sort of an isser of drinking revius wine, that can be in two sips. Furthermore, the Dirshu footnote 143 says, Im shasa revius yayin besochasuda, if you drink the wine in the middle of the meal, that also is not mishaker, and the Magen Avraham brings down, likewise, wine before the meal also doesn't have the ability to cause somebody to become drunk. And he brings down from the Prima Gadim, every person has to look at this for himself. If he sees that it will make him drunk potentially, then it would be forbidden. Now, what happens if a coin goes up and duchens while he is somewhat drunk? So the El Yerabah writes, and as well the Torah Chaim, Shiyorad velo yisa kapov. You should bring him down, Shiyerad velo yisa kapov. You should bring him down and not let him duchen. However, the Pri Chodesh and the Mogin Giborim bring down Shaloye Raid. He doesn't have to come down if he's up there, unless he's reached the point of Shechruso Shalot. He's so drunk that he's like Lot was, that had relations with his two daughters. He was never so drunk. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, who says that if he only drank a Revius, then one can rely upon the Machshirim over here and not have him come down in order not to embarrass him. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Ches. He writes, if you added a little bit of water, that would also remove it from the prohibition of having this person go up in Duchen. Rotsalom, the Mishnah Berurah explains, he wants to tell us over here, Shlohaya Yayin Chai, Rak Mazuk Ma'at. Not that it was raw, undiluted wine, but it was diluted a little bit. That also takes it away from the full strength, and therefore would not involve this Isser of going up there with the Shasui Revius Yayin. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Ches explains when the Mechaber said that you're mutter in this situation, the Bechi Hai Gavna, in such a situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'miktosh Einu Chayiv, you wouldn't be Chayiv in the Beis HaMikdash as well. The Rakis Rabbi Abba, you would be over in Issa, but you wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. And therefore, Lohochi B'Nasiyas Kapayim, and therefore, in regards to Duchening, the Kilami Avoda, which is more lenient than the Avoda, mutter Lechachila, we not only allow you B'Dievi, but even Lechachila, if you drunk this small amount of wine and you added water to it, it's diluted, that would not be a problem. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'im shasa yosim revius." If the person drank more than a revius wine, so here that's already more than the acceptable amount. And afa pishu mazuk, even though it's diluted, v'afilu shesol b'kam upon, and even if he drank it with several sips, lo yisos kapav. Such a person should not go up in duchen at shiyosu yena meyolav until the wine has the effect of the wine has been removed from him, and he can go up there clear headed and without any effect of the wine upon him. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Mem writes, Alpha Pishu Mosuk, even though it was diluted, the Bechi Hai Gadna, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'miktosh Chayiv. In this situation, in the Beis HaMikdash, you would be Chayiv. So if you're Chayiv in the Beis HaMikdash, the parallel here is by Duchening, that you shouldn't go up in Duchen. Siv Katan Kuf Men Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber, when he wrote that you can only go up in Duchen if the wine is worn off from you. So he says, look in Simen Tzadi Tes, Siv Beis, V'shayach Gam Lekan. The same halachas that applied over there in terms of davening apply over here as well. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol zel inyan yayin, this is all in regards to wine. What about other intoxicating beverages? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Avo b'shar mashkin ha-mishakrim, other intoxicating beverages, cause of Amagin Avram, the Amagin Avram writes, the mutter lisa kapav, this din of duchening is specific for wine, it doesn't apply to other intoxicating beverages. Afilu nishtakir, acheni yochol adabit v'ni ha-melech, even if you were so drunk that you're slurring your words and you wouldn't normally speak in this way in front of a king, you'd be embarrassed to do so, you wouldn't want to speak that way in front of a king, nevertheless, you'd still be allowed to go duchen if the intoxication was not due to wine. That's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, because he says, in regards to davening, this tefillah would be a tueva, an abomination, as we've learned already in Simen Tzadi Tes, but in regards to Nesiyas Kapayim, it would technically be permissible, certainly not ever recommended. The issue footnote 145 explains the reasoning over here is based upon the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when you're davening, you're speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's terrible that you're intoxicated to the point that you can't stand in front of the king and speak clearly. And therefore, shikr ain't a royal adabal b'nei ha-melech. A shikr shouldn't ever speak in front of the king. As opposed to here, the birchas kohanim, so to say, you're the voice piece speaking to the people via Hashem putting the bracha through you to the people, but you're not directly speaking to Hashem, therefore it's not as bad. What about by Kriya Shema, we don't allow this, and then you're not speaking to Hashem? So the Machzis HaShekel brings down because by Kriya Shema you're accepting upon yourself O Machu Shemayim. By Birchas Kohanim, that's like any other bracha, which the Ramah says, even a shikr is allowed to make a bracha, as long as he's not so shikr as he's reached the level of shikr shalot, where he has no idea what's going on. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "In lo shegiyas l'shichus shalot." All of these dinim apply as long as he's only drunk to the point where he can't speak clearly in front of a king, which is a terrible situation. But technically, he could still duchen. But if he reached the level of shichus shalot, da'as kishote chashev, he's essentially a person who is not mentally competent at that point in time, so he wouldn't be allowed to even duchen. The chen kosa b'sefer Mati Yehuda, and this is the opinion brought down the Mati Yehuda as well. However, there are many achronim, including the Olas Tomei, the Elyar Rabba, the Derech HaChaim, the Taz, and others who disagree with this din. And they say, V'sorvim degam b'shar mashkin, even in regards to non-wine intoxicating beverages, kol shenishtaka b'hem, asheni yochol adabal p'ni ha-melech, eno nosei kapav. They disagree with this leniency that was just brought down in regards to other intoxicating beverages other than wine, that you could go in duchen. And they say, absolutely not. Whether it's wine or liquor or beer or any other intoxicating beverage, if you can't talk to a king, you're not allowed to go in duchen. What about something like grape juice, ubayayim megito, wine that's fresh from the press, so the das of the Magen Avraham is less of a nesias kapayim. It still is intoxicating somewhat, and he says that's the same halacha as wine. However, v'kama achron cholkim lo, kivin sheinu mishaker. Others say, no, it really isn't very intoxicating. It's very low alcohol content if it's straight from the press, and they say you would be allowed to duchen in this situation. The issue footnote 146 brings down, if for whatever reason a Kohen has to go and eat something before he goes up and duchen, he's very weak otherwise, so he should hear somebody else make Kiddush rather than him making Kiddush by himself and drinking from the wine. Alternatively, the Chayyodim says if he's the only one that can make Kiddush, he could make Kiddush, but make sure he drinks it in two sips and takes only a revius of wine. In regards to grape juice, the Oz Nidburu brings down that that's better in this halacha than wine that's freshly pressed, and certainly a Kohen who made Kiddush on grape juice would certainly be allowed to go up and duchen according to everybody. And finally, he brings down the discussion of Simchas Torah when people drink, so that's why we duchen on Shachris. Some people do duchen on Musaf. Each place should follow its own minog. That concludes today's shir. This should be an aliyah for my father's holy neshama, Yosef Nissan ben Yecheskel, whose yahrzeit is today.